Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, it is going to be variably cloudy. Got a chance for some showers, maybe even thunderstorms. High around 63 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is some light rain and some fog and misting conditions, 53 degrees. Burlington, it's raining, it's 55. Milwaukee, light rain, 53. Fog and mist in Racine, 50 degrees. Former Racine Park High School and UW star running back Brent Moss remains free on bond after pleading not guilty to possession of crack cocaine and resisting from a recent traffic stop during which he was tased by police. The 44-year-old Moss, who had a brief stint in the NFL, later tried minor league football at various levels, going to be back in court March 27th. The charging document says Moss dropped a piece of paper with cocaine on it, being removed from a car by police. They struggled, and that led to one officer using a taser. Court records indicate Moss with a 2005 cocaine conviction from Racine County. But 10 years earlier, while at Madison, he was arrested on a drug charge, which essentially ended his college playing career after he'd been the MVP in the 1994 Rose Bowl. A Racine teenager accused of making comments about bombs at Union Grove High School, he's pleading not guilty to charges of making a bomb scare and disorderly conduct. 17-year-old David Kopecky entering that plea after waiving his preliminary hearing in Racine County Circuit Court. Kopecky arrested in March after the Racine County Sheriff's Department got a report of a student making threats against staff and other students. Kopecky allegedly told investigators he often got picked on and would make comments that he should not probably have made in today's world. He's going to be back in court next month for a pretrial conference. Both Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian and Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruiser say they do believe a resolution to the boundary dispute that's going on that pits the city against Summers and Paris. Well, they believe it's reachable, but in separate interviews, neither offered any timeline for it. This is Kruiser's response.
I know where these negotiations are going to go and discussions. I think all parties are open to a creative solution.
He was sworn in Tuesday night as the city's new mayor, but John Antaramian's been keeping up to speed on what's going on with this situation. Last week, he and Kruiser and representatives of the two communities met behind closed doors. A judge in Madison will hold a hearing next Monday on the state's request to stay his ruling, which struck down Wisconsin's right-to-work law. Three unions filed a lawsuit last year that challenged the law as illegally taking union services, while noting unions represent all employees in a workplace, even those who don't pay dues. Right-to-work laws prohibit businesses and unions, of course, from reaching agreements that require all workers, not just union members, to pay dues. Wisconsin's invested some $60 million in the state's food share employment and training program, but groups like the Hunger Task Force are not happy with what they say is the booting of thousands of people off that program. Governor Scott Walker argues that is misleading.
When people say they're cut off right away, they just don't look at the facts. It's 3 months, and if someone stays enrolled in job training, they can stay in far beyond that until a job is available.
The FETP program provides food share recipients with free education courses, vocational training, and support to bolster job skills in order to get them a job and off welfare. The top facilities manager at UW-Eau Claire admits most of the trash from the Davies Center on campus ends up in a landfill despite signs that are all over the place that say it's composted. Charles Farrell says most of the trash cannot be composted, but he decided not to change the signs because of the cost involved. More than $1.2 million worth of new mathematics materials for K-10 students in Racine Unified got approved this week by the Board of Education. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca said that a team of elementary and secondary teachers spent a lot of time with this.
Reviewing our existing curriculum, reviewing our existing instructional strategies, reviewing everything math in Racine Unified, and then we asked them to stay and listen to a bunch of salespeople, and that was probably the most taxing couple of weeks that I think they've had. I think some of them had cots in the back because they spent so much time here, but they did a very thorough job.
That $1.2 million total cost for 3 years on math materials breaks down to $403,000 at the elementary school level, just under $284,000 in middle schools, and $515,500 for high schools. The Mount Pleasant Holiday Inn Express and Suites near I-94 on Hospitality Drive, it's going to become a different named facility next year, and a new Holiday Inn will be constructed just east of that current facility. During the Village Plan Commission meeting, Development Director Logan Martin explained this is going to be about a $10 million facility with almost 100 rooms.
NRE Hospitality is now proposing the development of a new four-story, 93-room Holiday Inn Express and Suites. The proposed height, 47 feet 8 inches, does exceed the 40-foot height maximum allowed in the Business Park Zoning District. Because of that, a variance was applied for and was approved at the March 16, 2016 Zoning Board of Appeals to allow for the building height exception.
He noted the reason behind the one building losing the brand name in favor of a new facility has to do with the current site not keeping up with the times. Georgia-based NRE Hospitality VP of Operations Larry Nottingham said that the current site could change to a brand name not being used in the market right now within a five-mile radius. Construction is targeted for June, completion within a year. City of Racine's accepting applications now for municipal court judge after the election of Mark Nielsen to the circuit court bench with the April 5th election. The candidate appointed by the Common Council after an interview process will serve until a special election next April and will finish Nielsen's term, which ends in April of 2018. Candidates have to be a resident of the City of Racine, have a current valid license to practice law in Wisconsin, and be available to assume the position July 1st. A resume and letter of intent must be received by the City of Racine Human Resources Department no later than the close of business on May the 6th. Racine's unemployment rate for the month of March remaining the highest in the state. Beloit's jobless rate number 2, Milwaukee 3rd, all according to numbers out from the Department of Workforce Development. Here's the local numbers from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The March jobless rate in Racine was 7.2%, down 7/10 from February. In Kenosha, the rate was 6.1%, down 0.5%. It was 4.9% in Mount Pleasant, down 2/10, 5.3% in Caledonia, down 7/10, and 4.4% in Oak Creek, down 4/10. Racine County's jobless rate fell 0.5% from February to 6.1%, and the rate in Kenosha County was 5.6%, down 6/10. Except for a slight uptick in Caledonia, the jobless rates in all area municipalities were lower in March than a year ago. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A new manufacturing training facility on the Gateway Elkhorn campus got dedicated yesterday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Not only is the space new, but many machines in the 6,200-square-foot wing are new as well, all part of an ongoing effort to affect greater numbers of students into the field who, upon graduation, can help to close the skills gap. Lead instructor Ben McFarland says the Reeder Precision Manufacturing Center, named after a local industrialist Mike Reeder, that's going to serve as a training facility and a showplace.
The benefit to the students is it shows that it's not a dirty environment. It shows that, hey, look at all this really sophisticated equipment. We can use this equipment. You're not necessarily going to be greased head to toe, soot head to toe. It's going to be an exciting career because you get to create things. So it's very, very creative for people. So people that like to work with their hands, it's a great opportunity for them.
Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, the guest speaker at yesterday's event in Elkhorn. House Speaker Paul Ryan scheduled to make a couple of stops in Racine and Kenosha counties today and tomorrow. This evening, he's the keynote speaker at the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce Annual Membership Meeting down at Festival Hall in Racine. Tomorrow, Ryan attends a luncheon for the Shalom Center at the Kenosha Women's Club, and then later he'll be speaking at the Kenosha Area Business Alliance's annual meeting at Snap-on Incorporated. Employees of the City of Racine Health Department are going to be dressing down to promote a number of programs purchased with some grant money. Staffers are going to be wearing T-shirts that will inform the public about the importance of breast cancer screening, smoking cessation, and medical reserve corps, both in the clinic and when they're out within the community.
So there's people out there from the health department that are doing their job, but at the same time they could be advertising some of our programs that maybe somebody may not know of, and then as a result, they're able to find out about other programs that we offer at the health department.
That's Sarah Clemens with the public health coordinator at the department, who says Racine County has the highest Caucasian breast cancer rate in southeast Wisconsin, third highest overall breast cancer mortality rate, and she notes that a lot of women do not get regular breast cancer screenings for various reasons, not necessarily because of the lack of money or insurance. She adds these T-shirts are going to help promote volunteering for the Medical Reserve Corps. That helps to strengthen the public health infrastructure, which is involved in responding to public health emergencies. And membership in the WIAA at the group's annual meeting considered another competitive equity proposal to the current system for placement of schools and divisions, but said no at vote time. It was an amendment that would have implemented what's called a success factor for placing teams in divisions for basketball, soccer, volleyball, baseball, and softball. The margin of defeat was only 23 votes out of several hundred. WRJN.com. That is our webpage, or newscaster there. When you want, just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.